Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of When Opportunity Knocks. Before we get going on the topic of the night, I would like to say, or go around the table and just get everyone to say what they do and who they are. I'll start it off. I'm Andrew LG Hunter. You can find me on all platforms with that handle. I'm a builder, pretty great friend, and a pimp all the way around. Off to you, Angela.
What are you, pimp?
Off to Angela. My one trick.
My name is Angela, and you can find me on all platforms at Angela D. Hunter, except for Twitter or X. Do we have to call it X now?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, okay. At X, I'm YXC Crypto Hunter, and I am a law student and paper pusher and a whole bunch of other things, but right now I'm mostly focusing on the student thing. I'm a few months away from not having to do that anymore. So, yay!
Nice.
Very exciting stuff for you.
Yes.
Now, on the other side of the table, we have...
Yeah. Well, you can... My name's Paul. I'm struggling to get the stuff because I thought what you want me to pull up, just message me on Facebook for it. Okay. And then I'll be able to pull it up.
Okay.
Yeah, we started this because I'm in a rush. So okay. Sorry, guys. Yeah, my name is Paul Dice. I like buying and selling stuff. That's partly why I need to skedaddle. But yeah, I'm working on multiple different things, but basically I like buying and selling things.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a beautiful way to make some extra cash. And if you want to learn more about that, check out our Spotify account or, sorry, anywhere you want. Hey. I shouldn't limit you like that.
Yeah.
For buying and selling tips and tricks, Paul gives many good tips and tricks.
That's great.
I sent you one.
Yeah, I think. Did you want me to pull it up right away?
Sure. I'm just curious. Like, I sent one, so I need to send two. Topic of the night.
Oh.
IDs and make drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all know what bartenders do.
Yeah. Here's my identification. Give me a Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Being administrative assistant. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like being the heart of the office. Like you have to know everyone and their likes and dislikes when it comes to sort of office supplies. You get to know. Yeah, you just get to know everyone's personality.
Emotional damage.
Way later. That was probably for when she was the center.
Yeah. 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 I was like,
Yeah.
But your office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like, nice. You know, now I'm not filling in that sort of administrative assistant for the office role. I'm not at the reception desk anymore. And I'm back in an office in a corner. And I feel like half the time I don't even know what's happening in the office. I don't know who's there. I don't know who's doing what. I don't know what clients have come in. It's weird. I like.
Is it because you're not there as often? Or
well, yeah, and then my office is way in the back, so like I don't see anyone. Yeah. I don't see people walking by, like unless someone comes into my office.
It used to be at the front, though.
I know the reception. I got to see everyone all day.
By the toilets now.
Yeah. Just no.
You got a problem?
No.
Oh, okay. You got a problem. IBS.
No, it's a nice office and it's big, but it's just different. It's a different feel.
Okay.
I feel more isolated.
What are the challenges of an administrative assistant?
That you have to deal with all those people.
Is it $20.50?
Is that worth it?
I mean, probably.
What about $20.49?
Yeah, that would still be okay.
Okay, yeah, very good. Dollar bills. So, if you think you got what it takes to make it in an office, and you're pretty good
and
with a pen.
And you like people. No, you're good with a computer.
Start it up. Oh, yeah, a computer.
go get your job interview, and you show up. You're like, well, what do you bring to the table or whatever? They're reading your metric. Well, I can do this. You're like spitting on the pen.
I got my own pen.
Cool.
Wow. She really knows her way around a pen.
So we went digital last year.
I mean, spitting I like laptops. People, but...
like basketballs. Sorry, what?
Oh, I was just saying, I like people, but sometimes it's like a bit much because you have to deal with all those different personalities as well. It can be overwhelming. Mm.
Yeah, that's true. That was the one thing I hated about having a bunch of clients.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. And they're all different.
People.
They're all different. And you gotta schmooze every single one of them. That's what they want.
Yeah.
They want that. And that's great sales. But man, does it get old.
It's exhausting.
For me, I probably would have been fine doing sales for the rest of my life, probably. Mm. But, you know, watching the actual product, like, change from, like, what I had in my mind to now the bullshit they asked for, I'm like, God damn. Because that's how it goes, right? You give a quote for, like, the best thing you can think of, and then they're like, well... maybe let's bring down the price. Is there any way to do this, do that? So then the product goes from like this awesome creation down to trash.
Yeah.
right? Trash, it's new and looks decent.
Yeah.
You know, and I hated that, which is why I made that switch. So, but yes, that's a different topic, different day. Let's go number four.
Okay.
Assistant,
that doesn't make any
sense. Administrative assistant to firefighter.
Hmm.
Okay, so you're stacking paper, and then you're trying to put them out while they're on flame.
I mean, firefighters, that just always on the top. Like that was, you know, half the people's dream job as a kid.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, it was mine, but I also had like 100 dream jobs.
Yeah, like cowboy, astronaut, firefighter, policeman. You like know,
professional golfer, professional football player, like
anything you're into for that moment, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Slap like, professional in front of me.
Train conductor, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Police officer. I was actually offered a couple jobs.
As a cop?
Yes, a cop. Yeah, I had a couple cop friends.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I literally said that.
You narc?
I don't know, maybe.
I used to play secretary, so you know.
Oh,
nailed it.
That's the one that you're thinking. Yeah. You're like,
FBI, yeah. Open up!
Too bad we don't have FBI.
Yeah, we're the CID, something like that. CIDF or something weird.
Yeah.
S. Ah, shit, I don't know. Look it up.
So, firefighter.
Look that up, though. What is our equivalent to FBI? It's some like 3 or 4 letter word acronym. But yeah, firefighter. Would any of you run into a burning building for 75, 74?
It's CSIS, Canadian Security Intelligence Service. Mm. I've never seen them or heard of them, so they're pretty good.
They're that good.
Yeah.
A secret organization.
Now, fuck you,
us
FBI.
Safe.
You don't know shit.
Yeah, they don't even knock.
FBI, open up!
It'd just be FBI, open up.
That's funny. But yeah, would any of you run into a burning building for $25.74
no.
an hour?
No.
I mean, are there cool things inside? Like,
yeah, other flames. Old flames.
I might.
Yeah?
Yeah, I might.
Yeah, I'm sure after the fire, you get a lot of, like, street cred, right?
Nah, I'm not. No. I just think it'd be cool to try.
Yeah?
Just like I think it would be cool to be a cop for, like, a month.
Well, it's like the
you
safe
You could be a volunteer
superhero.
Firefighter.
Yeah, no, I want to get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If I'm sure. doing it, I want to get paid. Sure. You know? Well, why not? Well, get paid and try something new and then be like, okay, thanks.
Yeah, well, that's how you volunteer. That's how you try something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I still want to get paid. Yeah. I mean, okay, no let's just say... Okay,
you get paid in gratification.
I would do it if I didn't have to... I didn't, like, say I just had a bunch of money, which will eventually happen, right? Yeah, I'll just try it. I'll do it. But, like, if I don't like it, I'll be like, okay, well...
I just picture it now. Paul just setting his house on fire, trying to put it out. No, it's the safe superhero job of 2023, apparently, for millennials.
That's so weird, though.
Yeah.
I think that's weird.
Yeah, and then it's like this superhero one from that Office one, and then the next one, number five.
Oh,
scroll
here,
down
here,
to number
here.
Five. Definitely see. That makes sense to me for millennials, because... Yeah.
Social media is our
everything.
Lives.
Yeah. It's
who are they classifying millennial? Who are they again? It's, I know it's me.
1981 to 1996 or 97.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. 1991?
1981 to
1996. 96
or 7.
So if you were born in the 80s or 90s, you're a millennial.
I can't see my sister doing social media management.
Yeah. No?
No. No, I could see younger people doing social media management for me.
Yeah, well, maybe she's the firefighter.
I would almost disagree with this one.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, 1996, I would classify those kids.
Well, in that
kids,
group
that's like
that
5 years younger than us.
Yeah.
Okay. In that business group I was in, there was a bunch of
once we become 30 years old, anyone social. Younger than us is a kid.
Yeah. That's all true. Right,
I feel that. I mean, I walk around.
I second that.
Yeah. I walk around the university all day, and all of the like new kids coming in that are 18, they look like babies. I'm like, why are there 12-year-olds on campus?
Grow some hair.
Yeah, we have fucking killer beards.
Oh yeah.
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 Look at that.
Looking at that right gorgeous. Now.
Yeah.
They are pretty good.
All Spotify people, look at the video.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
there's video now.
Yeah.
Watch yeah,
the,
look at our beards.
Okay. We're in some random room.
Yeah, the beard room. I don't know, social media manager for 1934, just to check out Facebook and shit and make posts. I mean, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Pay me 20 bucks an hour, and I still wouldn't sell
You'd
out.
Scroll on their social. Yeah. Man, this is shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
I imagine.
Problems.
Yeah, I imagine poor. That it's like famous people and blah 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 blah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know a few people that pay other people to take care of their yeah. Facebook pages and whatnot. Yeah. All their social media.
It is time consuming.
It really
definitely.
Is.
To post.
When you want to make a good post.
Well, just even multiple platforms alone too, right?
Mm.
Yeah. If you want to see gold posts, check out Andrew LG Hunter on all platforms.
He spends an hour on every post at minimum.
Quality posts deserve quality time.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Number six. their duties. You know, this sounds like we, all three of us, do this on a daily basis.
Well, see, that's the problem here. I mean, if that's, okay, it says primary duties. Yeah, I don't know.
This is
going to
be a job of the past soon.
Yeah, this AI is going to do this. Yeah.
This has to be a thing. Blockchain and AI will take over this job.
Within reason, because people still have to do, right? People still have to do. I'm thinking like AI and shit. They're like, it's going to get to a certain point. I mean, yeah, once we do the robots and then the like the 3D printers and shit.
Did you see that there's a company? Oh, man. I don't even remember their name, but I think they're a Japanese company. They came out with the first humanoid.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, like, a robot that's a human?
Yeah.
And it like
But its face just has, like, it does, like, a smiley face look with lights making its face.
Okay.
So, it'll, like...
So, it's not a human face
yet. It's more like GoldenEye to COD. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, super pixely, the face, whereas it could be, like, ours.
Okay. Right?
So, it's, like, the first generation, but it's ready to work. I don't know how many jobs are going to be lost over this, but I'm very curious to see how this goes.
Well, I'm still waiting for McDonald's to launch more places with their self-serve drive-through and stuff.
Self-serve drive-through?
Yeah,
we were just watching that.
It just gives you your meal.
Ooh.
There's no person. There's no nothing.
Oh, they would be the first to like.
We were just
really
watching a company that has like deep fryers that are set up to be automated.
Yeah, the whole restaurant is automated.
Yeah.
All they need to do is order the food and it just gives it to you.
Yeah, we were just watching. Man, it's sweet. They put like a track just above the fryer. And this arm just like does everything and like never stops. Yeah. And that's the main point they were pushing. They're like these humanoids, they like will outwork any human.
Yeah, because they don't have to go to sleep.
Yeah.
If anything, you'd
they
have
don't
to
take
like.
Vacations.
They don't take breaks. Yeah. They don't do shit but work all day.
Yeah. I mean, you can't really get better than that.
Yeah. Honestly. They were like, it's like $250,000 for this machine. He's like, but you're saving at least $32,000 a year on not paying for an employee plus all the like scheduling and management of that employee plus the no sick days and
so
many problems with having just one employee.
Well, even insurance, right? And you have to take care of that employee. It's probably not even just $35,000. It's like the insurances of having an employee, paying the taxes, having like that number, having that employee, you know, like getting the clothes for the employee.
Pays for itself within 2 to 3 years.
I mean,
easy.
Yeah. Wow.
You know. But a financial analyst, you'd think that they'd be making at least six figures. I'd think that.
I wouldn't think so.
I mean, I think anyone trusted with dollars should be making six figures or more.
Okay, like accountants and CPAs and stuff.
But like a
banker, analyst?
A banker. Like
even bankers
the teller,
don't make
I mean,
that much.
The teller.
The tellers only make like
$40,000.
Yeah.
So I mean,
it's
things like that.
Even like higher up banking. Like account managers and stuff like that. Some of them start pretty low as well.
They get, I mean, account managers, they can get anywhere from about like 60 starting to like 85, I think. So like not bad.
Yeah.
If you're a financial analyst, let us know in the comments below.
Yeah, you don't have to disclose your salary. But
yeah. But
you have to.
More than if it's six figures, tell us six figures.
Yeah.
If it's less, just say, yep. That's my realization.
Yeah.
No, 57 is, I think that could go a long way.
Yeah, that's good.
For an average Joe. like, what do you call those PR people? Mm. They've stripped them of all of their assets that they bring to the table, right? And they've made all these different trades for that one thing that I think it's a one trick pony thing, you know, but now they've split it up. Like the next one,
oh, number eight, I see what you're
is,
talking
yeah,
about.
The next
there.
One, number
okay,
eight, is like it. Web developer, which
yeah,
it's like. What?
Oopsie.
The next one?
Yeah, it will. Yeah.
Wow, well, whatever. Let's skip right to number 10. $200K.
Okay, see, those are careers.
Yeah, so these, yeah, okay.
That was jobs.
Those were jobs. These are careers.
So
these all pay over $200K a year.
Politician.
Ooh,
or what?
Big
no.
paying job.
The first one is anesthesiologist.
Here, mm-hmm. Let me get to it here first.
And it doesn't really give a big description of this, so we can just list these real quick.
That's a tricky job, you know?
Okay, I think I...
And it was fucked up. Yeah. It's like there's our swear for this thing. It was effed up. It was effed up. I'll never forget that. And I like sprang up and I was like trying to like tell them. I was like, it's wrong. Like I was trying to like tell them the whole time that I was out. It was so bizarre, but they do a very important job. And hopefully mm-hmm. you don't have the same experience I did. That's got to be like a plastic
Probably.
Surgeon.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Just their fancy name for it.
Oh, okay.
You need a dog. one's, oh no, this one, under 100K is you're the assistant to the boss. Mm-hmm. So these other jobs here.
The hell is a statistician?
Yeah, I know.
public places, but not private residences.
And they deal these things out.
Yeah, they hand them out for
corners.
Free.
Yeah.
Like drug dealers, they're passing these things out.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's disgusting. And little I didn't even get
they
a
pass. But they won't, yeah. The main point here is they won't pick up what they're dropping off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's I literally crazy. Called my city councilor and I didn't even get anything back. I sent emails to their, like, it's supposed to be for the public. Not a response from anyone. Nothing.
Well, wild. Just wait until the next election.
Yeah, they'll be responding
back,
more.
Like, hey, are you ready to pledge your allegiance to us?
Yeah, maybe we'll come pick up
a $2,000 dinner table.
Ridiculous.
I had a conversation to my massage therapist about how our government and stuff and whatever, politicians,
or lack just thereof.
Just all of it. We need to wipe it all.
Yeah. I can't wait until we're done doing our rise here with our businesses and getting those set and us comfortable enough to step into those shoes of
and make a real difference.
Real community difference. Yeah.
Yep.
That will be wild. That'll be great. These other ones here, they're pointing, zooming, playing, stopping.
It's got to be a real art, though. Because if you ever watched a movie where the camera work is like, what are you doing back there?
Yeah.
It's frustrating. Yeah. Yeah. I hate that.
You guys vibrating
that
around.
Shaky camera shit. Or they like zoom in somewhere weird. Or you're trying to see the whole scene and like it's focused here. And you're like, what the fuck is happening over there? Like, go back.
Yeah, but then you see some nice ones where they're like, they pan just right.
Yeah.
That's
and
kind
it, like,
of
it
what
really
I was thinking,
jerks
yeah.
you, you know, and you like feel the picture. You're
yeah.
like,
yeah, that can really
I'm there,
make a big difference.
I understand
difference.
These feelings. Yeah. Yeah. I know exactly what he's trying to get here, and it makes me feel great.
Yeah.
So there is some, that's a good one.
Yeah.
More real of you, pick it. That because we need that for the future for yeah. sure. I don't
and
know if
good
AI
God,
will
the people
hit it the
doing
same.
It do good.
Well, the on TikTok and short reels and shit, like they actually do something similar with just an iPhone. They'll videotape the person and they're like do the whole thing or whatever, and they'll like throw the phone and shit, like all the tricks. But then they'll show the guy actually doing it, right? Yeah. It'll be what you're looking at, and then it'll show the guy actually videotaping, and it'll be like, whoa, that's what he's doing? That's crazy.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I've seen the one where the car and he'll like go beside it.
Yeah.
And
yeah, yeah.
Pans underneath.
Right. Yeah.
And then like up to some chick. Yeah. Upper skirt. I guess the hand movement was all we needed for that.
Probably.
I didn't have to say the dirty comment.
Well, for our Spotify, just listeners.
Ah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Upgrade already.
Bumbaka!
We got that was it actually. Oh wow. That was it. Only 9 on that one. So 9, 10, and 12. We're gonna pick 10. There's only 10. 10 jobs out there. What are you gonna do? Which one?
Bartend or market.
Yeah, or run into
those
a fire.
Are your options.
It's what's out there for us millennials, you know. All three of us don't have one of those jobs on there.
Hey, I was admin assistant.
Oh, yeah.
Was. And you were project
but
manager.
But you're not becoming that. Yeah, I guess.
You know, I've done
I'm CEO
all of those,
now.
Though.
I'm not a project not manager.
No,
I'm
I know.
CEO now.
I said was.
Okay.
And yes, I am becoming a lawyer.
You said something real quick. What'd you say?
No, I was saying a couple of those jobs I've already done, like technically for myself.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, like web developer or like... what was it? Advertising, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that stuff.
Market analysis.
Yeah, and I feel like that's
market
more
research?
Of a mainstream thing.
I mean, I definitely
for
know.
With social media making them more available, like all of these, you know, the advertisements and the.
I could see why that's big in the States, though, because I mean, you have most of like celebrities and sort of high income earners down there, yeah. Fortune 500 CEOs. So they need all the people to do all that stuff for them. Mm-hmm. So I can see why the list is like that.
I got to say, though, if you want a more meaningful social media platform or a social media
presence.
Yeah, presence. Oh. Thank you. Just do it yourself. I remember one time I didn't want to and I was going to pay somebody and he even gave me a quote. But like, it's not real. You know what I mean? It might have
social media.
It might have some of your values, but it's not you. It's not how you're feeling in that moment. And it's supposed to be real. And I feel like in the future, this is what will decide what, you know, maybe you want to make your humanoid just like you.
Is any right? social media real? Like, we all just put our best selves forward,
your best
right?
self, but it is yourself, and it's your best self. If somebody does it for you...
Is it yourself, or is it who you aspire to
they're
be?
They're seeing the outside of you, and what you need to be doing is putting the inside, little quirks, little you know, your placement of certain words, and, you know, that all makes up you, and that's what could be your future, you know? Like, That's going to be like a second you. You know?
Andrew's going
to
be really pissed off when his humanoid is better than him.
I would love that. I'll just put my feet up.
Yeah, no, your humanoid won't allow you to do that. He'll be like, no, you're the dumb one.
Yeah. hit me with some inspirational quotes when I do that.
Yes, no. Master.
Yeah. You got to find that opportunity when it comes knocking, Andrew.
Get nice. To work.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah.
It kind of gave me an outlook on all the jobs. I did not think that half of these jobs.
A bartender's like, the one that really blew my mind.
Yeah? Why is that?
I just can't believe how needed that is. Do you know what I mean? In this day and age, that's the like top. That's the draft pick.
Yeah, but if you think about it, like, it doesn't just have to be a bar. Like, it can be upscale restaurants. It can be private parties. It can be, like, there's a need for it all over the place. Like, you're just thinking bar.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Kind of got negative with that. Sorry, guys. Still blown away. Which one is you? Which one do you think is the wildest? Or
I mean, bartenders. I'm just thinking about, yeah, the bartending one. To be completely honest, it's so odd that it's number two on this list and then it's number one on the other list. It's just, it's kind of sad to be completely honest. I think it is because people our age, I mean, fine if you like doing it, but I can't imagine anyone kind of likes doing that when it's almost half the millennial worker force. And then it's also, you'll make anywhere from, what was the first one? It was like 25,000 or something.
Yeah.
And then this one's 20,000. Yeah. So it's like, dude, you're making a quarter 100,000 in a year's time, and then you're tipping, yeah, fine, and you're being communicative, but like, fuck that.
Yeah, I drunk people all the time.
Yeah.
No, I've been sober 4 years, almost five or something like that, and seeing drunk people as they do what they do when they're drunk and not being drunk is pretty comical. Now, that being said, for all of our drinkers out there, crack another one. Enjoy some of our old shows because they're just as good.
Yeah, well, we talk about drinking pretty strongly.
We rag on it a lot.
Yeah. I mean, drinking is not our forte, but if it's yours, by all means, as long as you're not hurting anyone or yourself, drink responsibly.
I like that.
Yeah. Yep.
I think on that note, we're going to end the podcast for the night.
Cool.
Thank you for tuning in. Please like, subscribe.
Yeah, it's
tell
up there.
A friend.
It's up there.
I'm sure it's yeah. There
yeah,
it
it's
is.
Up yeah, there. Yeah,
it's cruising. It's cruising. We appreciate you and thanks for tuning in and visiting us once again. This has been When Opportunity Knocks podcast, a Triple H production. Woo. Nailed it. Are we done? Are we offline?
Yeah, I'm trying to hit the button, but it...
Okay.
Yeah. No, we're good. I mean, we're not, but we're good.
So strip down. Give the people what they want to see.
Nice.
Give it the old slap and tickle.
Couldn't have waited for that one. See, it's just still going.
No.
Yeah. I can't click it. It's just not. I think the shit's frozen. I mean, we still got it anyway, so.
But we're still live?
No, no, we're not live anymore. I stopped streaming already.
Oh, we're just recording.
Yeah, we're recording at this point.
Can they hear us?
I mean, they shouldn't be able